I've been where you are. I've felt what you feel. Don't ask me how I know. All I know is I don't want to hurt you. I don't want a throne. I just want you to be okay.
What the Fiction? I'm Marie Claire Gould, your host, and with me is...
Hi, I'm Robin. You know, like I've been for the last six episodes.
You've been like Variant Robins.
Variants, I think.
Variant Robins.
I think we may have found the only true Robin. The true Robin timeline.
This is true Robin timeline. Yeah. But now all the timelines are broken. This is High Tea Low Key, where we cover the Loki streaming show on Disney Plus. Welcome everybody who's in the chat. We've been doing the streaming show now for 6 weeks, which is a lot. We even brought all of our stuff with us on vacation, so we're on the road and everything. And it's been quite a journey this whole time, and we didn't know, hey, how this was all going to turn out with Loki and us covering the show. But we've had so much fun, and this entire fandom that's been following Loki this whole time.
Oh, it's like I am having so much fun with you guys. Like last episode, I really realized that people think I'm cool, Mom.
More importantly than that, it's that this fandom has really gotten behind this content and really enjoyed the story
definitely.
And what was being said.
The Loki Sylvie shippers are, you know, they exist.
The Loki Sylvie shippers are here. So let's start out with
it's the Gould family who remains.
Yes, it is the Gould family who remains. This is our tea for the day. So let's
As
open
always,
it up.
I will
God
do
of magic.
As always, I will do the tea. God of magic. It is that's like supposed to be Nordic and comforting. Very, very good Loki energy. So it's got some honeybush hazelnut notes, blackberry, aniseed. If that's how that's pronounced.
I've never actually heard it pronounced. So
and cherry. So yeah, that's the notes that are
Yep.
Being good.
And it's Nordic and comforting?
Yeah, I already said that, Mom.
Oh, you did. Oh.
And thank you, as always, to Fangirling Only. And again, 5% to Amnesty International.
And the link is in the liner notes if you want to check out.
Go buy the teas. They're delicious. All of the five. At least 5 out of 6 will be a pleasurable experience. We'll let you know how they are.
Which one did you not? Oh, yeah, we haven't had this one. You're so funny. Okay, so it's probably really warm because I just boiled.
I'm going to put my dose of sugar in, guys.
Yeah, so
no
if you're
surprising.
Having tea, have tea with us. Share in this conversation. We'll try not to spill too much of our own tea, but definitely stuff on top of the episode. And if you're having something stronger, enjoy. Chin chin, as Vision would say. He says chin chin when he cheers in WandaVision.
It's been a while since I've seen WandaVision.
All right, so.
And I do not take notes or watch it for anything more than casually.
Yes.
I will wait for a little while before I drink my tea because I do not want to burn my taste buds off.
It's very, like, rustic-y tasting. Like, it's got a lot of stuff to it, but you can definitely taste, like, the hazelnut in there. and the aniseed. You should have a sip. Just blow on it. Yeah. So you can speak to it, and then we can get into the show.
I mean, technically, we're still vacation variants.
Yes, we are technically still vacation variants, but if this is your true self, I'm very happy to know you.
Well, the vacation still happened either way.
Yes, that's true. We're actually taking a longer vacation where we're not doing live streaming for the next couple of weeks, which is great for me.
It's a vacation for you. I didn't have to do anything this whole time. I just come and I sit down, and then you start streaming.
It's true. Yes.
Maybe there's a mild freak out beforehand.
I'm a little nervous. Okay, so let's get into the episode. This was episode 6, For All Time, Always, which of course was the motto of the TVA. What did you think of the tea before we get too far?
I didn't really taste it. I just had a tiny little sip. Oh, it's very good. I'm going to have more of that later.
Okay, cool. Good, good. All right, let's get started.
Yeah,
all right.
6 out of 6, guys. 6 out of 6 teas. Would recommend.
All the teas. And you can actually get them in a little fandom box if you get the samplers.
My mom likes them, and she hasn't had any of them with a lot of sugar, so.
Yeah, I like all of them.
all of them are good without and with lots of sugar.
So the overview and themes. This was not the series finale, which we were talking about. And had
season 2 has been confirmed since the series started.
Yeah, no, I mean, apparently it wasn't. It was just a rumor or something out there. I thought it had been confirmed.
So did I. What? You lied to me?
I don't know.
It could have not been confirmed. And I could have cried.
Yes, no, this could have been the end and I would have been sad. But it wasn't. The episode gave us a lot of why is this all happening and a lot of what now will happen. And
what's a Marvel?
Potentially, what if, right? Because that's what's next.
What if and the show?
No. What if the show, which is upcoming, is like now these could be all, you know, different timelines. And yeah, it's all just kind of happening. That's so cool. And we know we are talking about this core timeline, Earth 19,999. That is the Earth that we are talking about inside of the Marvel Universe, which, of course, they give all of their Marvel universes different sort of designations, so you know which one you're talking about. And the MCU has always been this one, but we know that it is officially this one. Unfortunately, now there's a whole bunch of other realities inside of that. I don't know how that's going to play out. There is a lot of themes in this episode, but the top ones were, of course, Chaos and Order, which are called out like 3 or 4 times inside of the episode itself. Angst! So much angst there. Journey.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Sylvie.
Yes, exactly, Sylvie. Oh, I should have kept this one big. Okay, so how can you tell that content is inspiring? Oh, it's because fandom goes a little amazing.
Yo, that TVA skirt, bro.
Yeah, so this is actually my friend Felicia, who has
on... You have so many friends. I know.
She's actually been on the podcast with The Force to talk about the music and is a brilliant musical expert. And the TVA skirt she created and is now selling on her Etsy shop, which is just amazing. So I linked to that because I was just in love with it and I might get one myself. Good friend James, oh my God, James, he made a glorious porpoise meme.
Glorious porpoise.
Glorious purpose.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
And like the like taking the memes that are out there.
My mom
and
had to show that one to me beforehand so I didn't die laughing.
Yes. And then of course fandom art, which there has been so much fandom art. We're gonna get fandom fiction.
Kang holding the umbrella.
We've been getting you know, Brian Kessinger with this one. You know, so much fandom art. so much, you know, videos done to music, lots and lots of chatter about how it's happening, what it means to people.
This tea is so good.
It is so good, isn't it? This is how you know a fandom has sort of struck, especially a very femme audience, because they tend to be more creative, but also just a fandom base level too.
Pissing on my creative dudes over here.
Well, there are creative dudes. Like Brian Kessinger made that amazing thing, and Oh My God James made the Glorious Porpoise. But we get memes, we get jokes, we get content created by good content. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that good content creates a variance of content. Exactly.
Oh my God. Dude, if
this is nothing. What we are experiencing with Loki is nothing compared to what we experience with Raylo.
If they don't have a tag,
but it's getting there, and it may get there over the next 2 years.
If whenever I go to read Loki fan fiction from now on, if they don't have a "no beta, we die like Loki" tag, I will be very sad.
Okay. I'm sure a Silky tag already exists in AO3. I haven't checked because I've been so busy, but with work and everything like that.
Silky tag?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Again, I'm not a very big Loki Sylvie shipper.
I know, but you're okay with the story.
It's not like I'm like a, but you're I'm not, gonna you're yell not, at the...
No, you're... Yeah.
I just wouldn't read that.
The thing is, there are people out there that are treating it like how you treat it. You're like, it's there. It's the story, but I'm not going to go and like invest myself in the content in that direction.
I don't want to go look at like actively like you would, go and I'm not going to go actively look at like fan fiction or look at cute fan art. Maybe I'll look at like Loki fan art because Loki is one of my favorite characters.
But you might go and watch or read a fiction about Mobius getting to ride a jet ski.
Or there is a fan fiction that I may read potentially. I don't know. I have this like concept. Maybe I'll write it. I don't know. It's Loki and Sylvie go on a vacation, and they bring Mobius along.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... Yeah, Loki and Sylvie go... That's cool! I like that! That's awesome!
Fandom, guys.
Fandom is awesome. What is not cool is how some people are literally threatening the creators' lives, and... That is not cool.
God, I hate those kinds of people.
This is all fiction, and everything goes.
No matter what your opinion is, it's like, just be respectful to people who like this ship, because it's a ship, and it's not bad. It's literally fiction. Why are you so triggered about this?
Yeah. How you're dealing with it is perfectly healthy and normal. You're like, it's not for me.
You raised me well, mother.
Oh.
Also, there's sugar on the table from, like, last two episodes.
Good. Good. All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of pre-stuff as well. Eric Martin, who was the co-writer of this episode, along with Michael Waldron, actually did a tweet thread yesterday. I linked to that as well in the liner notes. Lots and lots of stuff. It is a wonderful tweet thread talking a lot about the behind the scenes. There were some confirmations about COVID. There were some confirmations, like they had kind of some alternative playouts with Sylvie and Loki, kind of through that, what was going to happen. And my good friend Isabella MX asked, so does this mean you'll release those online? And Eric said, no, we're saving them potentially for season two. So he's definitely going to be invested in season two. So show Eric Martin some love.
Season two, my beloved.
Show these creators love. They need to hear Mobius, that they are loved.
Guys, Mobius on a jet ski, season two Loki, guys. Let's go. I'm hype.
Yep, exactly. Yes, everyone's pointing out my Laura Olympus shirt, which is awesome.
Oh, I thought they were talking about my awesome shirt that I've worn almost all of the
almost
episodes.
All of this. So let's get into the episode. Okay, so we start out, we get this soundscape of all of these different things, and especially a lot of peace was predominant. There was some Greta Thurman. There was Gandhi. There was kind of all of these other kind of peaceful people that were leaders and trying to say peaceful things. And you had it all mixed in with the MCU and sort of key things like the one that I remember the most, other than the Vision one, was Thor saying, "He's a friend from work," because
I love that quote so much. Ragnarok, my beloved. It rivals Endgame in some ways for me. Like,
I know.
Such a good movie.
And
like, it brought characters who you love and characters who you know, and it explained why Thor wasn't in any of the other movies. And like, look.
It was so good, yeah. And then it ended on Sylvie, like, saying, like, "Open your eyes," which was from the most recent episode, episode 5. My question is, was it trying to say that this was the most peaceful timeline? Because that was the, because this is where the Avengers are in power, and this is the peaceful outcomes. I mean, as hard as it is for many of us.
Yeah.
Was that what they were trying to say?
Are you saying, like, are we in for a ride when we meet, like,
all of the other
Loki Thor combo? Yeah.
No. Like, he who remains is other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, ooh, we are screwed.
Yeah. I absolutely am in love with the, like, I don't know, design of this place. I think it's probably something like Limbo. We'll get into the comic connections momentarily. But I was fascinated by how beautiful it was. I even loved, like, this shot here.
Oh, I love the galaxy. Oh, you picked a really good screenshot for our background today.
And then when they came in, it reminded me a lot of Ant-Man going to the quantum realm. It reminded me a lot of Doctor Strange.
It reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy a little, like, nowhere.
Yeah. And what was super fascinating, and we'll get into this more later on, but the timeline, which is this one thing, is just this continuous ring around where He Who Remains is. It's just a circle, and it's continuous.
That's what time is, though. And I was like, does that mean there is no technical end?
I didn't grab a screenshot of it, but it reminds me a lot of The Good Place in the Jeremy Baramy time.
Oh, dude, right? Jeremy Baramy, my beloved.
Because time works in...
differently.
Yeah.
So for us, it's a straight line, but for them, they go through a Jeremy Baramy.
Exactly, yeah. The music itself, it said suspenseful music playing. It reminded almost everyone that my family specifically, of X-Files. It had that, like, you know.
Well, that, you mean that, you and dad. Feel.
Yeah. You know, X-Files.
Not me.
But it did remind you of something else.
What did it remind me of?
Girl in Space.
Oh, the music. All of them. All of the music in this show has reminded me of Girl in Space, which is like a kind of obscure podcast.
Yeah, Girl in Space, if you've never checked it out, highly, highly recommend it.
It's so good.
So good,
I marathoned it so many times. Like, beautiful voice acting, great storyline, great.
This feels like a lot of foreshadowing to the fight that happens in the episode where
I don't like that they fought. Ship it, but, like, you had to ruin Loki's only good ship.
No, I don't think that that's what was happening. We'll get there, but
I'm just salty.
Yeah. Sylvie says, you know, "If you think it's a bad idea, I prefer you speak your mind."
And then she gets mad at him for talking later.
And won't communicate back, really.
Dude, and shuts the door. Sylvie has so many issues.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the point. They're at different places in their journeys, right?
Loki's got his stuff figured out.
He does, yeah. Yeah. And this is absolutely such a huge improvement, this whole episode, where he is and where he has been.
Guys,
right?
We've made development. This show has character development.
Me and my bitch don't argue.
She tells me to shut up and I do.
That's the energy that they give off and I am here for it. It's great. Yep. They come to the door and the entire castle is almost like glued together with this.
Stitched together with the mistakes of past universities.
Exactly, exactly. And so it looks a lot like the Japanese art of repairing things with to make them sort of recognize all of the flaws and all of the history and experiences. So that's called kintsugi. And it's something that, like, I don't know, Raylos were obsessed with for a hot minute when we saw Kylo's helmet and how it was like put back together. But in so many ways, this castle actually leans into this thematic choice and looks a lot like the timeline, which has been broken and put back together.
It's also like a dark green color in gold, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I would live in that castle if it wasn't so dank, dark, and creepy.
Yes, exactly. But the choice to do this is like how many lifetimes has the He Who Remains lived? How many timelines has he lived through? Eons and eons and eons and eons, and he knows everything. And also, he's had to repair everything from all of its broken pieces. It's really, really, like, such a fascinating, good choice. Mm-hmm. And then I really love this moment with Sylvie, like, being like, I've been thinking about this my whole life. Oh, my goodness. I just need a moment. You know, but the thing is, He Who Remains and Miss Minutes don't give them a moment. Don't give them time to really think about things.
There's not a moment to think.
Yeah. And then we get this jump scare.
Creepy. Where
it's literally like, but like, it's so classic. This, like, you've now entered the castle. It's time to offer you everything you want. Loki, I know you want to win. Rule the universe. And you, Sylvie, get rid of that unhappiness and loneliness, and you two can be together. And Loki's like, wait a second, we can be together.
There's so many callbacks to, like, the finale kind of, I don't know, that kind of temptation, you can have everything you want, reminds me of Ready Player One.
Yes.
Obscure, again, because my parents are weird.
Yes. Yes, Miss Minutes has been sus the whole time. It would be really interesting to find out what's going on with Miss Minutes long term. I really hope she's back next season. So well. Yes. And I just absolutely love how classic this is and how much it plays into, oh, you know, there's a very powerful person behind the curtain.
Why is who she can slightly, give you
everything
like,
you
why
need.
Why is she slightly country-esque now?
Yeah, she definitely has a southern accent, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Southern Biddy.
And then we cut to Ravonna, who is prepping. Kind of back and forth, these things are happening at the same time.
Ravonna cannot make up her mind.
Yes.
Ravonna.
And we have the coffee rings, which I still am fascinated with from when Mobius couldn't remember when all those coffee rings happened, and she was like, I have another favorite analyst. And I'm like, how many times have they gone through these cycles? And I still think about that. Like, maybe those two coffee rings, and maybe there'll be a third coffee ring at some point. But she was definitely being downloaded information. And also, you know, is, of course, knows who He Who Remains is and has been communicating with Ravonna this whole time to guide her.
My brain is overloaded from this episode.
Luminous and Lily, I really love this theory that she's actually Ravonna, transformed into an energy form of for power. I love it. I love that idea that Miss Minutes is also Ravonna. I love that. Or a version of...
A timeline version.
A different version, variant of Ravonna. Okay, so they walk through the castle, and there's this, like, ticking... There's, like, clock mechanisms above, which I was obsessed with as well. And I noticed there's four statues, and three of them align to the current timekeepers from the TVA, and then one is destroyed on the ground. And it made me think, like, maybe that was a picture of He Who Remains, or a statue of He Who Remains. But who was that fourth statue? That's my question for the chat. Who do you think the fourth statue is? Because when you look really close, it is the timekeepers, the three statues that remain.
Guardians of the Galaxy energy.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy energy. Yes. Yes, yes. And thank you for those who have liked the feed. I saw a bunch of pops up, so thank you. Okay. And then we sort of have this moment where he touches the statue base and he's like, dust.
We would never see dust in the beautiful Asgardian palace that I grew up in.
Well, it kind of makes me think, like what is, like, dust and time, and, like, so time passes, time is experienced. There's so many kind of, like, theoretical questions I have about how this all works. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my.
Why? I can't. Too much time.
No, you can't? but then we get the reveal.
Man in an elevator.
We get the reveal of He Who Remains. And we get an egg timer sound effect when the door opens. It could have been an elevator, but it really sounded like the ding of an egg timer. And I was like, that's really, really, really interesting. And we get, you know, He Who Remains. And I want all elevators to have benches. This was just, like, brilliant. Stanley was actually in the mural of the TVA in the first episode. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. And then, you know, of course, we have Jonathan Majors, who is He Who Remains, but he is also from Lovecraft Country. I've seen the first two episodes.
He didn't like it, was it?
No. I liked it. It was just very intense, and I tend to get overwhelmed with certain topics, but Kyle finished it and he says he's great and also very hot. So yes. And in this episode,
Dad said that?
I said he was very hot.
Oh, okay.
He just chewed up the scene, right? Like he was like,
honestly,
physically, like,
I felt like there was a screenshot you could take of him just being like, yes, guys.
Oh,
no.
I know. I accidentally threw the cup of the thing. It's fine.
Like, yes, guys, continue fighting. Yeah, please continue fighting. I don't want to watch this.
Like, this was the first entertainment he's had in...
Shipper energy.
So long. It's amazing. Sorry. Technical difficulties with me attempting to pour tea. It's all good. But no, he was amazing. So he comes out of the elevator, and he's like eating, he's just playing with this apple, and then he starts to eat the apple. And, you know, apples from this perspective are knowledge, because he's talking about how they are both the same person, and it's got big Adam and Eve energy. what is going on? I mean, he is kind of a god in this situation, but he's definitely kind of doing the whole, like, I want to hand this off to the humans.
Yes, the hero. Take my stuff. I don't want to deal with anymore.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But so let's talk about who he is. So He Who Remains is Kang. We know he's Kang the Conqueror. Well, I mean, not Kang the Conqueror, because that's another version of him.
Kang.
He's just Kang.
Kang the science teacher.
Kang the probably scientist guy. I love the...
I have a finger on it, Mom.
I love that there's a version of Kang the Conqueror from Spider-Ham, which is an alternative version of Spider-Man. That's Kangaroo the Conqueror. I love it so much.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Oh my god. I also love how extra Kang is. Gonna go into a little bit of Kang stuff in the next little while. He's a tech bro.
I think I have a note about Kang. A
billionaire guy. Oh.
One of my only notes, like, my only note about Kang was...
Yeah?
The TF? Question mark? New number. Who dis Kang guy?
Who dis Kang guy? Yeah. This particular Kang, He Who Remains, is a enemies to lovers shipper.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He likes that.
Yeah. But classic Kang, Kang the Conqueror, has... thigh-high boots and is
like enemies to lovers.
A fashion icon. Yeah. And just like Jesse Garrett's is saying in the chat, Nathaniel Richards, a descendant from the 31st century, just like how they say in the show, of Reed Richards. So he definitely, Nathaniel Richards has that kind of energy. Tony Stark, you know, big billionaire, genius inventor, philanthropist, like, cares about the universe, actually tries to stop himself from becoming a villain multiple times and then becomes a hero, but then ends up becoming a villain anyways. Like, it's got this a lot of inevitability, but also kind of Reed Richards' brain power on top of that. So there's a lot going on here. It definitely feels like this is Kang's version of Immortus, who is the person who kind of tries to take himself out of time and live in limbo. And there's actually like an entry from like the wiki about that. Like he has lived so many lives, and often he might be doing stuff and another version of himself will show up and, you know, either divert the Avengers or distract people. So there's lots of versions of him, including Iron Lad, Immortus, Kang.
Too many Kangs.
Nathaniel Richards in disguise. Like, lots of things.
Kang sus.
Going on. And he's
who's
really...
This, who's
when he's
the imposter Kang?
Good question. Kangaroo Kang.
Among Us Kang.
Yeah, Among Us Kang. But he's, as Kang the Conqueror, he's extremely extra. Like, he built a spaceship that looks like a sword to attack the planet and named it Damocles. Like, how can you not, like, too many Kangs. Exactly. And also he has this really interesting love story with Ravonna, which is tying back to, ooh, where is she going? What kind of information is he giving her that is helpful? What was their relationship maybe before? Is there something special about Ravonna? There's a lot of questions I have that I would like to know. So, yeah. We have this really cool face-off between Ravonna and our good friend Mobius, who... I found out in the tweet thread that there was way more Ravonna-Mobius confrontation planned, but COVID got in the way. This was another production that was affected in the end by COVID. So,
yep.
Yeah, we just have to have to be aware that if anything didn't quite line up or you're like, I wanted a little bit more, we just have to forgive it because it still did incredibly well, even though...
It was good for what it was.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to ask the chat, especially, where slash when did Ravonna go? Because she refers to it earlier on in the conversation. She refers to it earlier on in the conversation that he who remains, or whoever's in charge of the TVA, is one of the only people who has free will. And then she says, I'm in search of free will. So to me, that makes sense that she's searching for Kang, or one of the variants of He Who Remains, who has free will.
Conquer, yeah. Kang, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, is she gonna play kind of a different role in the story going forward? That would be so interesting.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, back to like Ohio 2018. So depending on when in 2018, that was during the snapping. Yeah. Yeah, they are together. That's people are asking about if they were lovers. She was a lover of Kang's in the comics. She confessed to him multiple times. Bruh. They worked together. Yes. Lots of cool stuff. Okay. I would love to know where she's going to go.
All right, it's Loki Hair Watch time.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Loki Hair Watch time. All right.
My personal time where after my mom starts ranting for however long, I take my moment and I talk about Loki Hair, guys. You know, the best part of your segment.
Is it?
It's the best because, you know, you can rant for 2 hours on your podcast, but I only get to rant for, like, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway, so, as we all know, I will recap what happened in the last 5 episodes for Hair. So, we had a sad start to Loki Hair. I couldn't even. Disgusting. Episode 2, which... still one of my favorite hairs. Not Ragnarok, but, like, I loved episode 2 because it had the most Mobius and also great Loki hair. Episode 3, episode 3 was very, you know, we had a lot of romantic stuff going on, so
yeah, it was good hair.
It was good hair, you know?
Yeah.
He always dresses nice for his girlfriend. And, episode 4, they were stuck in the TVA again.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had relatively good hair. To be fair, he was kind of sweaty after being pushed over by Sif constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we forgive the messy hair in that case. Episode 5, I believe I gave that one a 7. So if that speaks for itself, then, you know, 7 is pretty good. Today, I don't think that, you know, well, I mean, that was because he was also, you know, being cute with Sylvie.
That's true. Yeah.
Today, I don't.
You're not feeling it?
You know.
He was stressed?
It's good, he's been very stressed. It's not the way he thought things would end. Sylvie kind of a little bit betrayed him. So, you know, I forgive him for the trashy hair. It is a 6.7.
6.7. Thank you for Hair Watch. We care about Loki's hair.
I will do this every time I am on the show for Loki.
Sure. Sounds great.
One day we'll find something better than Ragnarok. Oh my god, are we gonna do Thor Love and Thunder together?
Sure.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So He Who Remains uses all these tactics. So he insults them, he points out their pain, he points out their failings. He also like says, like, I know everything that has ever happened. And yeah, he does. He seems to be able to prove that. But it's also like in a way to say intimidate them. Also saying, I paved the road, you just walk down it, is to kind of show how much their puppetry. You know, he's like, I'm the puppeteer. You're just all in, you know, my puppets here. You just walk down this path. And then trying to bring up all of their trust issues so that they're off kilter. But like, my question for you is like, why are all these tactics happening? Like, why does he feel like he can't just be honest straight up with them? He feels like
he needs to off kilter them. Guy in the Dungeons and Dragons quest. I don't know what you're on about.
It's because it, like, the psychological torture is part of the quest.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love it.
This is the monologue before they fight the lich.
He does monologue for a really long time.
It's a one scene episode.
I know. It's kind of intense. And he puts a lot of emphasis on, you know, sort of poking at them and their failings in a way to like make them off balanced psychologically in so many ways. And I just found it really, really interesting that he went that way rather than trying to become trustworthy. Maybe it was because they couldn't trust him no matter what. And so being antagonistic was in a way to prove he could be trusted in the end. And it only seemed to work on Loki. Yeah. So this is a quick hero's journey thing. They're showing how much things tie into the hero's journey by using specific words. You need to get into the right mindset to finish the quest. You know, you can't get to the end of the journey until you've been changed by the journey. We're about to pass the threshold. I love this moment, of course, because it's like my, you know, there's certain words that are very, not triggering, but certainly like, oh, my ear perks up. It's like when you're in a grocery store and somebody says your name, you know, like somebody says your name and you're like, wait a second, that's not me.
Or like you're walking around in like nature and you're like, you just hear a Robin and somewhere. And
you're like, wait a second. What? Especially when somebody says Marie Claire, that is so rare, right? Because people don't use my name very often.
Yeah, no, they call you MC.
Yeah.
Or it's easier than your actual
or
name.
If they say MC, because MC is also pretty rare of a name. And like, yeah, if people just say my name, I'm like, where is that coming from? But like my ears pick up mythological talk when it's directly in the text very quickly. And he's breaking the fourth wall. He's saying, look, on this journey, Loki's, you're about to go into the unknown. I'm going into the unknown. We've been out of my ability to tell time. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds. Like, we are now in the unknown. Yes, they are drinking tea. Yes, I love that very much. They were drinking tea in the episode. That was so cute.
Hi, tea, Loki.
I won't go into this too much, but there was
Loki with the high tea.
Yes. I kept it on the low key.
You kept the high tea on the low key.
I did, yes.
You haven't drank tea with anyone else on any podcast or
stream? Never, ever. No, I drank a lot of drinks with Daddy when we did.
You wouldn't betray the tea sanctity, would you?
No, I wouldn't, no.
Okay, good.
This is our thing. Yes. Chaos, death. You know, or what? Free will? So it's like, this is the thing. And then, you know, later on, He Who Remains says, stifling order or cataclysmic chaos. What am I?
Cataclysmic.
Words. Cataclysmic. Thank you. Cataclysmic chaos.
Reading things is hard.
But it's the free will versus determinism. It's the order versus chaos that I've been talking about. Stand okay, still. Okay, okay.
Bonk.
Okay, okay, okay.
Bonk.
Okay, 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 okay. Okay, so this is the false dichotomy that everybody Star Wars, everybody says you have to be good, or it's you have
food.
To be.
It's your food daily.
Yes,
the fruit or versus yes. determinist.
Yes, 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 yes. But okay, so this is the thing. We're talking about a binary. It's a false binary because they cannot always exist as a false binary. This false binary, it's not just order versus chaos. We know that because even with all of the order, no one could prevent the Lokis from becoming variants. Nobody could prevent these things from happening. You
even
cannot prevent
the
other side.
The Loki.
It's not to go all Star Wars on you, but there is no light without the dark. There is no dark without the light. There's always going to be a little bit of the other one in there, right? So it's always going to be somewhere in the middle. Yin yang, exactly. So that's where we're at with this conversation. And they've broken it into utter chaos. And so it will be, the goal is to bring some order back to the world, the multiverse.
Hello?
Removing all free will.
I'd like to order and chaos. Some order, please. Thank you.
Yes, is Lucasfilm the TVA. I would never say that.
You wouldn't like to order some order?
I would like to order some order. Yes, we're going to need to have a balance of order because it's a balance. And as much as Loki.
A balanced diet of order.
As much as Loki says the timeline is currently in order. Yes. But you need some chaos in there too, right? So it's all about this. Yes.
A ruler, a conqueror, he who remains. A jerk.
And you said, before the stream started, what did you say about a jerk?
Yeah, that last one still stands.
Yeah, that one does still stand. I absolutely loved his little, like, get you up to speed with what the truth is past the dogma. I offhandedly mentioned how much I wanted Eliath to be free because he's such a good boy. And Kyle was like, are you insane? That's the end of all things.
Okay. For the record, meme of my mother petting little Eliath, like a little puppy dog,
like
Eliath.
A baby Eliath. Like who doesn't like want a little baby destruction demon?
Oh my god, they need to make that a plush. And then like petting a small like Eliath. And my dad going, you want that. You want to buy it, don't you? And you're like, yes. Dad's like, everyone would die if you did.
Yeah. I mean, but it'd be cute and a puppy, right? Like.
Plushes. I want myself some TVA branded Eliaths.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved the backstory about the
Disney store closed.
Oh, yeah. Disney store is closed in Canada. We're sad. I love the backstory about the multiple universes and all about the He Who Remains variants and him talking about what was happening. Mm. It seemed like they changed the text a little bit because he's talking in the third person. A variant like me did these things. And then he said, I harnessed the power.
If you don't mind me, let me just hang in here.
I understand Eliath is more evil. He just looks really cute and I want to pet him. people are chiming in on my
Everyone agrees. Dad is right.
Yeah.
No one wants you to adopt a baby Eliath.
Fine. No, get me a stuffy of one or some fan art. That would be amazing.
Maybe you could make one. I'm sure that we could
crochet one. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so there's a lot of similarities between He Who Remains and Loki, right? They're both survivors. They're both sort of...
Yes, they remain.
Yes, yes.
I would do a doctor.
But Loki, at least with the exception of President Loki and the other Lokis... didn't really fight himself too much, but it does certainly seem like there's like a foil thing happening between Loki and Kang, and what, you know, is going on, and what their potential is. And it really did, it seemed, surprised him that it wasn't just Loki, it was Loki's that made it to the end of the Yellow Brick Road. More Wizard of Oz stuff. He ends up alone. Yes, yes. That is one of Loki's fears, because he's very tempted by the together.
I'm so excited for the future of the MCU. A couple of weeks ago, we were terrified, and now I'm so excited.
Oh, good, good.
I'm hype.
But, like, why is he stepping away? Well, he's old. He's tired. He's lived this all. It's a young person's game. And this is always the classic thing.
Old
like,
man.
I need you to take over all of this phenomenal cosmic power. Very Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Ready Player One.
Yes, exactly. Very classic, right?
But the tropes that come through.
But we don't go that way. We decide to go utter chaos.
Let's go kill things.
Right? Because it can't just be one person or two people that are making a decision for all of these people's lives and all of these realities.
Yo, I want my free will. Let's get all of this determinism out of this party.
It has to be more people.
You were invited.
Right? Ideally, it's representative and more people have a say in the course of history.
Ideally, you were right? Yelling over the crowd and everyone's going, yay or nay.
Yes. And I fibbed when I said I know how everything was going to go, because the end of his memory.
So,
the end of what he knew.
My lifetime.
Happened. Yeah.
The end
exactly.
of my lifetime.
Which
happens
was
in about 5 seconds.
Oh man, Jonathan Majors just acted the hell out of these moments. He was like
was
sort
so
of
good.
He was sort of manic and like when he dropped the thing, he was like, I didn't know that was gonna happen that exact way. Like, it was almost like this was the first time he had been seeing interesting things and new things in forever. And I just was absolutely like spellbound by his acting in this situation. I just, yeah,
me
so wonderful.
Here, me over here replicating it with a spoon.
Yeah. Like, what? It happened. What? Can you see that?
No, yeah. I made sure to do it on screen.
And then he's like, you have no choice. I'll be back because
guys, we
time
have no...
is a circle and I will be reincarnate. My soul will come back. And my soul will do what my soul wants to do, which
Yo,
is...
Yo, Kang immortal.
The concept of reincarnation in the Marvel Universe was not something I was expecting.
Guys, when Iron Man 1 came out, no one was expecting it for everything to go this way.
Yes. Well, yes, yes, yes. I could probably talk for hours about this one moment and what is being said in this moment. And I'm utterly struck by these words, but I don't have time to go into this because we still have so much more to talk about. Oh, I kind of messed up on this. I meant to put some text in here and I didn't. So you get, please add text or whatever it is.
No, it's like
click to add text.
That's their relationship. Click to add text. Click to add context, guys. Like,
yeah, click to add context.
What is the context for their relationship? I don't know, man. They met.
Well, like she's like describing like, oh, you just want a throne. You just want to rule. You just like calling out all of these things.
Clearly, they haven't spent enough time together.
But
and Sylvie has major trust issues. Go and work yourself out. So
yes.
Off you go into the corner.
But I loved how
do your character arc.
Genuinely, he is through this entire confrontation and fight. And it's not that they're fighting each other. It's just that he's fighting for them. That's the hardest type of
Sorry,
fight.
Mom, Lady Valkyrie in the chat, a version of Kang, but he makes the timeline into a sitcom about him calling it Kang and it up with Kang.
I mean, with WandaVision being so successful, I would love that.
Oh, I liked the Modern Family episode of WandaVision.
Yes. But I've had these fights with Daddy. I'm throwing it out there. We've been together for a very long time, but one person is fighting.
18 years?
Yeah.
August 1st?
17. Soon. Yeah, 17.
My favorite number.
But, like, one person is fighting for the relationship, and the other person is fighting because they need something else, and they cannot see past that particular thing. And it's just like it's an utter miscommunication. And usually you have to step away, have a calm down, come back to it because you both love each other. It's just so wonderful, you know, and how it was done. It felt very real. I didn't need to see them physically fight. They could have just been yelling at each other the whole time. And it would have been wonderful, too. Yeah. But I really loved what he says. Like, I've been where you are. I felt what you feel. I know what it is. I don't want to hurt you. All I know is I don't want to hurt you. I don't want a throne.
I just want you to be okay.
And especially when he's like, Sylvie, stop, Sylvie. Like, whoa, so powerful.
So during that scene, he has his collar popped up.
Yeah.
And the sword is pressing into the collar. And I thought it was actually slicing his skin. And I was like,
oh no.
And then I was like, oh, it's the collar.
Oh no.
I had not brought that up.
No.
I do that lots in TV where I'm like, wait, what was that?
Yeah, pause. Like, thank goodness for streaming and not live TV, right? Because you can be like,
I hate watching things at the theater now because I'm like, Pause it. I need to.
Yeah.
I need to think.
Yeah, I need a moment. Oh, it's too intense.
Let me just Google if that's a ship.
Yeah, I mean, streaming and sort of these shows, like, I couldn't do these slide decks off of a movie in the theaters, right? Streaming certainly has changed the experience by which you can experience things and be like, wait a second, what did they say? Or pause it and be like, oh, breath. Whew, yeah.
I often pause it when I'm watching sitcoms, due to the fact that I get so much, like, secondhand anxiety from people being dumb.
Let's just have a moment, big screen, for the kiss.
Ugh, I mean,
it was it was a very innocent kiss. It wasn't like, it was passionate.
I mean, they needed it.
But they need it. You need a good kiss, both of you.
Y'all have gone through so much trauma. Just like, run into each other's arms. I'm gonna get out of here.
Just kiss it out. Kiss it out.
Kiss out the trauma.
Kiss out that trauma.
I mean, you and Dad sure did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you and your brother exist, so there you go. but you know, it's not an incredibly, like, it's a very passionate kiss. It's a very loving kiss, but it's not really like a sexy kiss.
I was so tired when I was watching that scene. I was like dozing off in there.
It's
like
a sweet kiss. Yeah.
Kissing, I was like, I'm
not. But you know, it's part of the story. It's fine. And then she, like, opens the door behind him and shoves him away.
I love this screenshot because it's mid-action.
Mid-action, yeah. Okay, so.
Dude, if I could become just a blurry image of a person. I have a really blurry image of me you took a long time ago, and I'm at, like, such a distance, and I'm like, that is what I am. A small, pixelated man.
A blurry version of you. The thing about this is, yes, it's a betrayal. Yes, she's like, I'm not you. Well, obviously, you're not Loki. You're Sylvie.
I thought she was going to admit to being Enchantress for a second there.
Oh, I'm really happy that she's a Loki. That makes me really happy. I was really happy about that. She could still turn into Enchantress in this MCU and in this world. That would be cool, too.
I think that's what Miss Minutes was planning for in the timeline.
Yeah.
When she was talking about that, she was like, you can rule the timeline, and you can be Enchantress. Woo. Whoop-de-doo.
I mean, I've been in those situations.
I hope there's a what-if episode about them saying yes to Miss Minutes.
Oh, that would be... It would be cool. Maybe they'll do a season two of What If. Okay, so I feel like what she was saying with the kiss, what she was doing was, I need you to get out of here. I'm kissing you because I do care for you.
But you're trust issues.
No, but I've got shit to do and you're standing in my way.
You know,
right?
I love you. But I am also an independent woman, and I need you to get the out. I need you to get the F out of here, please. So be gone, and I will come apologize to you later. Bye.
But we got a love theme in the music. I'm really excited. I was talking to Christy.
You're gonna download it on your phone and
it is a beautiful love theme. I hope it comes back. Just beautiful from a musical perspective. She loves him. They love each other. It is love. But people are in different places on their journey, and she's not quite there yet. She's still...
Destination.
Is
not quite reached.
Yeah, she's still filled with hate and all of those things, right? So, you know, they're not quite there. And you got to let people make their own mistakes, unfortunately. And you can only try to be there for them to help them pick up the pieces, right? Yeah. So I don't get that. Yeah. Sylvie didn't do anything wrong because she's where she is. But like Loki also, I don't think he's heartbroken, of course. Like, what is this? Oh, yeah, I'll see you soon. When he dies. I don't need to focus on that. We knew he was going to die. But, you know, I just don't think he's going to hold it against her, because I think he understands where she was.
Also,
I don't know. We'll see.
Also,
we'll
Loki
see.
Is too much of a simp.
He is too much of a simp. Yeah. I mean,
I could never be mad at you. Because, you know, you're, like, my only significant other I've ever had in canonical. And you're really pretty, so it's, like...
Yeah, people are asking about the musical analysis, and, yeah, Christy Carew... Christy Carew and I are going to do a meta music for Loki.
I will be there.
You won't be there?
No, because,
no.
You know, you're not going to see me for a very long time.
Maybe, yeah.
I'll just disappear, and then one day I'll show back up with a new haircut, and y'all be like,
"Yeah, yeah."
No, I'm probably not gonna change my haircut.
You like it? Years. You love it? It's good.
I love my hair.
Time is a circle, which is something I talked about at the top of the show. But there was all this, like, iconography about it. It reminded me a lot of the Star Wars throne room from TLJ. And yeah, we start to see it fracture, and it almost becomes like this web that the universe is stuck in as we're in limbo. It really fascinating is it starts to fracture and pull apart and almost become like a web.
It's this button?
Yep. Okay. And yeah, we have broken Loki. He's so sad.
Man, this is so sad.
Yeah.
Auto-tune the sadness.
Auto-tune the sadness. No, he's just...
I've been sing-songy this episode. It's not very annoying.
I do think that they when they communicate again, there will be lots of angst. But I do think that he still loves her. And yeah, it's a betrayal of sorts, but really it's more just like, you're standing in my way, etc. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, button.
And then he finds out.
This last
nobody
scene
recognized
had me so
him.
Confused. I was
oh,
like,
yeah?
Mobius, no.
Well, at the end, we have like traditional Kang the Conqueror in charge of the TVA. That's what he looks like. Certainly, that's the outfit, right? And it's the same sort of outfit that the timekeepers were wearing.
This is the Kang the Conqueror timeline.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you that. Like,
and now I'm so sad.
Is this a different timeline in the TVA that he was pushed back into?
I have a working
Okay, let's talk about this. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, despite the fact that I'm sad that Mobius is not on a jet ski, you know, there's still a... I have a feeling that when the timelines truly, truly divided, Kang the Conqueror was like, my time to shine, showed up, and now he is controlling the TVA, obviously.
Yeah.
And Loki was... I don't think Sylvie quite knew what she was doing when she bopped him with the thingy. And he's... In a different timeline now, and it's like, how do I get back?
So when I saw the scene the first time, I absolutely thought that he was pushed back in time to the start of the TVA.
Oh.
Right?
Oh!
So that's what I absolutely thought.
That's a cool theory. I like that.
I do think, though, that this is probably an alternate TVA. I always thought the TVA was kind of immune from timelines.
No, it's probably not, though. Because it's still existing within time because dust.
And so, like, it could totally be a different alternative reality TVA. But I thought the TVA kind of existed in a place like Limbo, where we think He Who Remains, you know, was... that is sort of freed from the timelines and is kind of in the middle place, right?
Well, later Valkyrie, what it was like the weird ring thing, the tempad.
It's true. It was but she calls it a tempad and he kind of says, yes, this is a tempad.
Yeah.
So we know it's got the same functionality.
It's like a wacky Raylo tempad, guys. He's just Raylo.
Yeah, I Kang feel like this might be, again, I've been thinking this through for 2 days. Like, I still think it could be, like, the start of time, which would really be fascinating.
I think my favorite image of you is watching this final episode of Loki and you're going like this.
Yes, I'm like, oh, yes. But
best photo of you, no offense.
I'm fine with anything. I'm here for the story. But it kind of would be cool if that fourth statue that was shown in the castle, in the Citadel of Time, was actually, you know, He Who Remains or Kang the Conqueror, and the other three people actually existed and they had created this together. And then the three timekeepers took it over with the help of He Who Remains, and he removed himself from
the scenario.
I was just like, that's just my brain kind of going places. So interesting. Why is season 2 2023 in January? That's too far away. Ugh. Sad.
Yeah, I'm like,
okay, so let's talk about this. Season 2 and the future of the MCU.
How do we go full screen? I feel like this is very important.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. Thor Love and Thunder, Mom!
I know.
Another Thor movie! Loki, and it's got, like, but cool so, okay, 80s memorabilia. Okay.
So Loki has not been confirmed for Thor Love and Thunder.
But, like...
I know.
There was a play.
They will at least reference him because they have Matt Damon coming back to play fake Loki. Loki.
There's a play!
Yes.
And Quantumania... I'm hype. Also, No Way Home, like...
Yeah.
But
Quantumania has Kang the Conqueror confirmed with Jonathan Majors, so we're gonna get him back.
And Multiverse of Madness, the big one. The big one of all of the movies. And then there's gonna be Fantastic Four, third time's the charm, I hope.
Maybe. Reed Richards, Fantastic Four.
I think the only Fantastic Four movie I've ever seen... I think I only remember the opening scene.
Oh, really? Oh.
I'll tell you about it
you
later.
You don't remember Johnny Storm from the one movie that, and no. Then he's also Chris.
It's from Evans. World War II, the scene I remember.
World War II? What?
I don't know.
And then, of course, Doctor Strange, which the rumor is that Loki will be joining Wanda and Stephen Strange.
Woo!
To go and go on the Multiverse of Madness.
I hope they go to hell like they do in the what is the game that Dad and Will were into for a really long time?
What? Which game?
Because it had all of the characters. And they wanted me to play.
Oh, there was like Disney Infinity's.
No, not Disney.
There was a game that they were playing that was an Avengers game. Yeah,
and it had Doctor Strange and WandaVision.
Yeah.
Ultimate Alliance.
Yes, Ultimate Alliance.
And And in Ultimate Alliance, they had Wanda and Doctor Strange. And I think they also met Loki in Hell, and they all went to Hell, and there was Ghost Rider. It won't happen, but, I don't know.
Do you think that Doctor Strange is going to show up and be like, Wanda, you know how these nexuses work, because you were able to create one.
As you take the Nexus medication.
And Loki, you literally broke time and all realities. Good job.
All right, let's go.
Get in the car. We're going fixing. I don't know.
Marvel Avengers Ultimate Alliance.
I'm excited to kind of see these different characters playing in the same universe together.
Loki and Wanda will have a weird connection. It's like, you're married?
Yeah.
Cool. I have a girlfriend. Cool. All right, let's go fight.
That girlfriend is another version of myself from a different timeline.
My kids aren't real. Huh?
Oh my god.
My kids aren't real. So is my husband. My girlfriend's a version of me.
I mean, it's good. I love it.
I'm very funny. If you didn't laugh at my jokes,
no taste, right?
No taste. You clearly don't understand the humor.
Oh my gosh!
I appreciate this this miraculous podcast and stream.
Yes. Well, this has been so much fun to cover Loki.
Oh, it's so fun. Loki I'm has incredibly... helped me a whole ton with the I'm so much more comfortable on stream now.
Oh,
like
good.
If you rewatch the
you were very nervous before?
The first the before we did the episode reviews.
Yeah.
And the first episode, I was, shaking in my boots. I didn't want to say a whole ton of stuff. And aside from that one episode where I was, I had my vaccine, I'm so much more happy and confident now.
Oh, and the audience has been, the chat has been really great.
They think I'm awesome.
It's true. They do think you're awesome.
And they like my hair, Mom.
I know. We are still... Okay, so Kyle, who is in the chat... is trying to convince me to do What If. It all depends on my work.
I will do What If.
And all that stuff. You guys want to do it together?
Without you.
It's sort of, I have a large project and some other commitments that I've got going on in August. So weird it will work. All depend on that. But definitely follow WT Force Media on Twitter if you want to hear about what's going to be upcoming. Course, if we end up doing What If, just subscribe to your podcast app of choice or on YouTube, and you'll get the notification as soon as you know that we're doing it. And we always do a pre-show.
And I will definitely be back for Thor: Love and Thunder because even if there is no Loki, there is Thor, and I like Thor.
Yeah. I just need to confirm I have the time, and I can't do that until after this trip, right? So, yeah. It's all good. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, everyone, for coming out to the live streams, and of course, those that listen to the podcast after. We absolutely appreciate
the live stream. If you at all have seen this at any point in time, even if you yourself are a variant, it's okay. We know you're on the run from the TVA. You know, we too were on the run from the TVA at some point in some variant.
Yeah, and if ourselves. You haven't checked out our Black Widow review,
reaction. Is actually really good. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Even if there were some technical difficulties.
Yes. You didn't notice them because Kyle edited it.
Dad is amazing at editing.
Yeah. No challenges.
The superior Gould, my father.
The superior Gould variant.
The original Gould?
The original Gould variant, yes. Yes, we will figure out a way, even if it's just an episode recapping all of them or something like that. We'll definitely cover it. I'm looking at some other stuff that I'm going to be covering as well in August.
Can you believe that Dad wanted me to do small segments in the episodes and not, you know, being it fully?
I know, you were great. You were great. He was busy. You were great.
I'm amazing.
I'm going to announce it on here because you guys can look forward to it. Beastars second season has come out, and so I'm going to be doing some content on that with Lady V, who happens to be in the chat. So that'll be great.
I might force you to do Sailor Moon with me.
Yeah, no, that would be great too. So we got stuff we got to do. And of course, as soon as Lore Olympus drops, I will be covering that, of course, as well. Once we know that timeline, I'll be covering all the comics, the mythology, a lot of the psychology that's happening inside of the comics themselves, and of course, covering the show. That was one of the intentions of building this channel to start with, was to cover Lore Olympus as it was made into. Shirt. Yeah, as it was made into.
I watched Lore Olympus casually
to a thing
on Webtoon. I haven't caught up recently.
There's a lot going on. Lots going on. But I'm having a lot of fun doing live streams. And this community is just absolutely the best community who shares a lot of love. And I have a lot of love for anyone who just wants to talk about fiction and media.
It's okay, Mom.
The way I like
to. We all know that your glorious purpose is to make content for the masses.
Glorious purpose. Yes.
Mother, daughter, Sailor Moon would be.
Yes. Yes. Because I watched it when I was your age. Originally, the original like version
Crystal
that came
is better.
Crystal is way better. It more aligns with the manga.
Yeah, because I started watching a different show.
Yeah.
But as soon as I'm done all four seasons of that show, which I'm already on the third season, I will finish watching Sailor Moon, and then I will nag at you until you have time to do it with me.
Well, I just want to thank everyone one last time. Thank you for coming out to High Tea Low Key. We loved having the tea.
Hold on.
It was delicious.
I need to do my thing.
What do you need to do?
As always, you can tell my mom on Twitter. You can tell me right now. You can tell my mom if you know her in any other way. Just, we need to get it across. I am awesome. You know that I am awesome. And, this is my recurring bit that I've been doing for the past, like, five, six-ish episodes. So, you know, I'm awesome.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Thank you for all of your love and appreciation.
I may do this every single time.
I know.
I'm on any show. I will continue this bit.
I know. Thank you, everyone. We hope that you take care until next time we see you. And stay safe out there and enjoy a nice cup of tea. Cheers.
They're empty.
I know.